morning. My name is Dr. Francis Favs, and I have the pleasure of judging the Mercedes High School Percussion Ensemble 3 playing Jeff Moore's Led Zeppelin medley. So excited to hear y'all, and good luck. Choice on the bells, nice and bright, nice and clear without being overpowering. Also love the inclusion of the electric bass. Yeah, nice balance with the marimbas in the beginning here. And nice touch on the xylophone as well. You know, such an easy instrument to outplay the rest of the ensemble, so appreciate the attention to detail to keep it underneath everything that is happening around it. Another unconducted ensemble. I like the communication I see, you know, looking up and down the lines here, especially here in the front. Nice touch from the drum set, yeah. Good feel. Responding to the sound of the room here. Nice fill. Nice tempo change. Right, everyone's just listening to the drum set, which is what you should do in this kind of situation. Yeah, these quick 16th note rhythms. Sounds nice and good. Another feel change. Right, kind of this hemiola rhythm. Nice dynamic contrast. Sometimes on some of this bigger stuff, I wish there was maybe more upstroke. It just seems very down into the instrument, so it kind of gives off the impression of a short sound when, you know, early on in the piece, they seem to be more, you know, broader rhythms, right? You know, Led Zeppelin, you know, these are arrangements of rock band music, so, you know, we're kind of evoking the different instruments, the different singing, the voice, all that kind of stuff, which usually has more length to its character, right, than a percussion instrument can normally provide. So think about, you know, how are you going to interpret those rock band instruments onto our instruments, and like what, you know, is going to match kind of the origin of those sounds, right? Nice playing from the glockenspiel player. Appreciate that. Yeah, this is more what I was talking about here. Good upstrokes. And as it kind of gets harder, it looks like we go more into downstrokes when we can still play with those upstrokes, just because, you know, we want that nice big broad sound. Nice xylophone solo. Nice vertical alignment in the palettes. Okay, nice awareness from the drum set player to know, you know, when is it their moment and when, you know, are you keeping time for the rest of the group, right? Just like in a regular rock band. good feel. You know, bass player is rocking out. I wish we had a little more of that kind of performance and affect from more of the group. Like, I can see it peeking out. You know, maybe it's just nerves, maybe because it's early in the morning on a Friday, right towards the end of the school year. But, you know, kind of let loose. Like, this is rock band music. You know, great tunes from a great band. So yeah, now I can see us loosening up a little bit more now in terms of performance, but you know, I feel like there could still be a little bit more, so maybe something to consider going forward. You know, how can we unlock that right away, right, and not have to kind of ramp up into it? Very cool. Congratulations. Great performance. I really enjoyed that. Nice ending to that to cap everything off. Yeah, so just to summarize kind of the main points. Yeah, you know, just like loosening up earlier on into it, you know, especially again, considering the style of the music, right? You know, this is arrangements from a very famous band. A lot of people will know this kind of music. And, you know, the affect of like, you know, Led Zeppelin. Think about Led Zeppelin on the stage, right? You want to kind of capture that essence right away, even though it's just arrangement. But, you know, once again, congratulations. I really enjoyed listening to this, and keep up the great work.